Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Otto Denning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Ned Harris. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bloodworth. Heath scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Harris steals second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorsica moves to second. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorsica moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorsica scores. Harris moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosar. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning juggles the ball. That's an error on Denning. Wakefield moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Mike Namath now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield throws the ball into Bloodworth, who tags Heath, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. One out. Joe Wood pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Namick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Namick, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive towards first. Denning reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5. And Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.